And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Josh, my friend, I can only imagine how much odd news we've collected over the last 5 days.
5 days, yeah. Been a while. Yeah, we've collected it. We're ready to spit it back to you now. We begin with a story that had a lot of people talking yesterday. Everybody knows that the Big Ten is changing, Connor, and it makes some people very sad, and they don't like change, and they want to know what's going to happen. One of those people is PJ Fleck.
Oh, I've heard something about this.
Yes.
Okay, what's he want?
The Big Ten Conference will look very different in a few months when UCLA, USC, Washington, and Oregon join the conference. The conference will still boast more than 10 teams, but it will now branch from sea to shining sea, quite literally. However, with the new teams' needs, now you need to update the famous commercial.
Yep.
The Big Ten commercial.
I want to live forever. I don't care.
There's a 30-second tour of the conference panning over the map of our great country. Fans have wondered how the new schools in the Big Ten will affect the commercial. And PJ Fleck recently addressed this very important and pressing issue. Quote, "I'm just excited to see what the new Big Ten commercial looks like," Fleck said regarding conference expansion. "My favorite commercial on Big Ten Network, you know, for us, the spoon and the cherry pop up. There's an ice skating rink. It's going to be interesting when that commercial gets dropped and what it looks like from west to east. The commercial already starts with the Rose Bowl, so the solution is likely as simple as just zooming out a bit more to include those four West Coast schools. Now, you're going to have to speed it up. You can do the same commercial. You can add those four West Coast schools, but you gotta speed it up. Not everybody's going to get the same amount of time."
Do you think PJ has any inside information here? I mean, do you think he knows what they're going to do? Because I cannot tell you with any sort of certainty that they're going to keep the same format. I would hope that they would.
There's been a lot of people clamoring for them to keep the same commercial and just grow it.
I think that'd be the right thing to do, Josh.
I do as well.
I agree with Peej.
Wow. I guess I do too. Wow. Josh Ohnson, PJ Fleck, handshake me.
That's a good take.
Very rare.
It's a good take. But knowing the Big Ten, they'll probably do the opposite of what we want.
Sure. Something slick, fancy, now that you're a all-encompassing conference, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I hope they get it right, whatever they do with it.
That's right. We press on. We go to social media for story number two. Perhaps it's easy to confuse usernames in Elon Musk's Twitter era, but it's certainly not a new phenomenon. For years, users have mistakenly tagged
P-word in bio, Josh.
That's right. You do the @ and it calculates, oh, you must want to talk to this person. Oh, sure, that looks like the person I want to talk to. And the latest instance was all in good fun. The Yale Molecular Biophysics and Biochemistry Department.
Yeah. I like this. This one.
Their Twitter account is at YaleMBB. They've been inundated with notifications due to a mistaken identity. How could anyone assume that YaleMBB did not mean Yale men's basketball? After Yale's upset of Auburn, people forget Auburn lost over the weekend.
Mm.
And some of that came when legendary sports broadcaster Dick Vitale inadvertently tweeted the at YaleMBB account.
Really? He was the one who started this?
One of many. I don't think he started. I don't think he's patient zero on this.
Mm.
Rather, Yale men's basketball's Twitter account is at YaleMBasketball.
Yes.
People were getting confused.
Only at Yale.
Right. The Molecular Biophysics and Biochemistry Department sent out a tweet that said, hey, we get why this is a mix-up, but please direct your tweets to at YaleMBasketball.
Yeah. Which is, which would be the correct Twitter account.
Yeah.
But only at Yale could you have this mix-up where it's like, yeah, you know what? They're going to get at YaleMBB.
Not you, basketball team.
No.
Nobody cares about you.
How fast do you think that would be changed at, like, if we erase social media right now, it's just like a free-for-all, and Nebraska had a, or Creighton had a molecular bio whatever thing, and they got it first. How fast do you think the athletic department would swoop in and be like, nope, that's wrong?
This is a sports school. Uh-huh. Sorry, nerds.
Yep, which you is know. The right way to do it, because we love sports.
It is. It's an advertising branch, and you want that advertising to be as easy and seamless as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we go to Cincinnati.
Oh.
Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let me get their story. There it is. Okay. A Cincinnati Reds fan is being outed as a man who, quote, consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year. We cannot stop him, reads the new billboard in Covington, Kentucky, that shows an unidentified, bearded, bespectacled man looking forlorn as he sticks his fork into what appears to be a microwavable tub of macaroni and cheese. The billboard, just across the river from Cincinnati, is the brainchild of Northern Kentucky native Jonathan Pittman, who simply saw his pal eating mac and cheese one day and snapped a pic. Pittman told a local news station in Cincy that the billboard will be up for 4 weeks to the tune of more than $1,200. In a special report, the local TV station tried to find the cheese guy. The report was dubbed "Who is Cheese Guy?" The station said Pittman would not confirm if his cheesy chum actually eats that much mac and cheese. Pittman said he decided it would be funny to put it on a billboard.
It's funny.
Yes. He adds, my guess is the guy came in. One of the local news reporters at the end of the report said, my guess is the guy came in last during his fantasy football league, and this is his punishment, the billboard going up.
Mm.
And I don't know why the local news didn't ask why. It's one of the five, like, journalism questions you're supposed to ask. Who, what, when, where, why?
That just seems like a regular person question, but yeah.
Seems pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious follow-up.
Okay, what
happened
here?
Why? I don't know. Seemed funny. Not good enough. I'm going to have to press you. I'm going to have to ask you again. Why?
So that question did not get asked.
It did not.
Gotcha. Well, maybe they'll do maybe they'll get to the bottom of it at some point.
Maybe the mystery will keep this story running longer.
Do you think, if that is the case, though, do you think we've gone a little bit overboard with the fantasy punishments thing?
Absolutely.
There are some funny original ones, but like I don't need to do the story every single year about how the guy had to spend 15 hours in a Waffle House.
Right.
Let's do something original if you're going to do something.
He had to get angel wings tattooed on his back.
And make sure it doesn't, like, affect other people that much. You know? I'm going to go out into the middle of the street and run around naked. Like, no, don't do that.
No. Lots of different things. A lot of uncalculable things in there. Don't do that.
Yeah. That's not the one.
No.
A couple thoughts here. One on the text line from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Oh, this is actually Jason and Pender.
Hi, Jason.
He says, my 10-year-old daughter just asked about the Big Ten commercial the other day. She said they should just leave it and take out Rutgers.
Good take.
They do a really quick zoom there when they go coast to coast.
Birthplace of college football.
Nebraska will now not be the first school that gets their logo popped up on that screen anymore.
That's right.
Kind of sad.
Mm. I have not thought of that.
Maybe they could go east to west. Who knows?
Maybe go start at Nebraska and then like a dual screen where one camera goes east, one camera goes west, Nebraska can start it off.
Zach emails in.
Hi, Zach.
It says, I hope they replace the song because the song is terrible. Oh. No, the song being terrible is part of the charm of the commercial.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny and stupid.
I would agree with that.
I'm with that. All right, one quick item of news here before we take a timeout.
Oh?
From the portal. An update from the portal.
Oh.
A new entrant. It is Bellevue West product. What am I about to say, Josh? Bellevue West product.
Mike Huffman.
No, okay. that would cause a stir.
It would.
This might cause a stir as well. Bellevue West product. Will Kyle, not Chuck Hepburn, into the transfer portal.
Boy, that cryptic IG post is looking more cryptic.
He played his last couple years at South Dakota State, developed himself into a pretty good player, you know?
I watched him play over the weekend.
Yeah. He is, he's portaling, I would imagine. There's a nice jump in there somewhere to get to a high major school. Which one? I do not know. All right, coming back to the noon hour, we'll finally stop teasing you. We'll play that exclusive audio from the Creighton locker room afterwards. There's still so many things to talk about. Shohei, Kim Mulkey, Caitlin Clark, Nebraska. We'll try and get to all of it, I promise.
You were busy and traveling, so you don't know a lot of the details of these stories.
I had enough time to catch up yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not going to lay out the excuse for myself. All I did yesterday was wait in airports for basically 9 hours.
And drink beer.
So I had time. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, thanks to everybody who responded to my how much will this cost tweet. I think it got like 150 responses.
Whoa.
Something like that. Yeah. That's right. Check into it.
You're so popular.
All right, we'll come back. More to come on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, a quick reminder, we are on the brink here of the second weekend of the big tournament. And what happens during the second weekend of the big tournament is there's only 16 teams left. And so on Wednesday, we'll pick 16 listeners to go with those 16 teams, and the winner, who is paired with the champion of the big tournament, will win $1,620. If you'd like to go into the pot or the pile, as we referred to it as last week, head on over to our website. You could be part of Censored 1620, 1620thezone.com.
The Connor Happer Show. Follow us on Twitter at Happer Show for all the latest news and views. We may even say something interesting once in a while.
Unlikely.
Really, guys?